I never sought to come into Parliament. I just very casually agreed to put my name on a list, and at a time when the Greens were polling at 0%. And a few months later, I was at a cricket match with my son, and Jeanette was on the phone telling me I'd become an MP. So I had no preparation for coming into Parliament. I'd only ever been in Parliament to hear Rod and Jeanette's maiden speeches. I had no idea, you know, I'd never been to question time. So the whole thing was really quite a big shock for me.
Kia ora, I'm Julianne Genter, and you're listening to the last Green Party podcast before the 2011 election. As we enter the regulated period, our parliamentary podcast will cease until the next term. At the upcoming election, Sue Kedgley and Keith Locke, lifelong campaigners and two of our longest-standing MPs, will be standing down after 12 years in Parliament. I took this opportunity to ask them about their parliamentary careers, their proudest moments, working with other parties, and their plans for next year. Sue Kedgley begins.
I guess what I did when I came into Parliament, apart from trying to work out, you know, the whole sort of rules of the game in Parliament, was to do what I had been doing outside Parliament, which was campaign for the issues that I believed in passionately. Issues such as food issues and animal welfare, natural health care, public transport. But I found that I had so much more resource. I mean, this fantastic library, certainly for me, I'd been operating as a safe food campaigner in my back room. And so suddenly that was, you know, really exciting that you had all this additional resource to campaign on. And I think in a way Greens have brought campaigning into Parliament. Doug Woolerton, who was a New Zealand First MP, saying to me that when he first heard the Greens going on about peak oil, he was sort of incredulous. He said, what on earth are they going on about now? You know, and he asked me, what's this peak oil? You know, and he said, now, of course, he realises it's a huge issue. And he came to realise that things that we were going on about, which many people sort of dismissed and jeered at the time, were in fact very important issues that we are sort of out in front. And in a way, when you're out in front, you're swimming against the tide, putting ideas that haven't been widely accepted. And that is one of our roles, I think. And certainly I see it as one of the things that I have done. We've actually all had some success in making changes in those areas. And it does take quite a long time, is something else I've discovered. 10 years of campaigning around animal welfare and around getting rid of sow crates. And finally, after 10 years, we agree that we will, that the government and the pig industry agree to phase out sow crates in another 5 years. And I figure that's about the time it takes to bring about major changes, you know, about 10 to 15 years. So you have to accept that things don't change rapidly in our parliament. It's been great to have a private members' bill become law, my flexible working hours bill. I've really enjoyed chairing the Health Select Committee. That was very satisfying. It's been great that some of the things I've worked on, whether it's getting rid of sour crates or getting school food guidelines enacted, that was a bit frustrating because I worked with the Labour government and they introduced them, and then the National Party came along and got rid of them almost immediately afterwards. That's one of the frustrations of Parliament. But as much as anything, really, I have enjoyed the fact that people all over New Zealand contact me all the time on issues of food and animal welfare, and the sort of dialogue that I have with New Zealanders right around the country. That is enormously satisfying. I always say, well, I may not represent a geographic constituency because I'm a List MP, but I certainly represent a constituency of interest, you know, a people who are passionate about various issues, as I say, could be the natural health community, the people, you know, the animal welfare, food. So the contact with people on those issues is enormously satisfying. And the fact that for many of them see me as their voice in Parliament And, you know, that's really satisfying as well.
I asked Keith Locke how he found his time as an MP.
It's been amazingly rewarding. I came into Parliament as an activist, particularly on international peace and justice issues, and being able to be, a parliamentary spokesperson for those movements, those very important movements, has been a great privilege. Day-to-day challenge of new issues arising, and being able to respond, being able to represent that constituency for peaceful solutions and a more just world has been a great privilege. Particularly with the Ahmed Zawi case, after 6 long years, being able to win Ahmed Zawi his complete freedom and right to live in New Zealand along with his family, that was a victory for refugee rights in general, and also knocked back a bit this war on terror that had labelled Ahmed Zawi as a terrorist. So, you know, it just improved the atmosphere in New Zealand. Some of the other achievements, I can't claim full credit, but important changes that I was a part of include getting rid of the Air Combat Strike Force, where I worked in tandem with Helen Clark. Also staying out of the Iraq War. I was, of course, along with the Greens, working with the more progressive element of Labour on that. I think one of the achievements was to stop the SAS being sent back to Afghanistan in Labour's third term from 2005 to 2008, although, of course, National then decided to send the SAS troops back with tragic results.
I asked both Sue and Keith how they found working with MPs and other parties.
Whereas in Parliament, in the chamber, you get this aggressive polarisation, the two main parties hurling abuse at each other across the chamber. Away from the cameras in the Select Committee, it is much more cooperative, and you get parties just working together, leaving behind their differences at the Select Committee door and making really good progress. I've been working in the Environment Select Committee with Cam Calder and Chris Ockenvall from the National Party on my B petition, and, you know, it's fantastic. The two of them have got a real interest, and they're just working with me on a genuine cross-party basis to try to come up with some really good recommendations.
I've got a certain satisfaction about being able to work with people on the right wing of the spectrum, working with Peter Dunn on a lot of human rights issues, international and domestic, such as, strangely enough, the Births, Deaths and Marriages Bill, which enabled people looking into family history to get access to files. That was an important stand that I took alongside Peter Dunn to overturn the Labour government's planned quite draconian restrictions on the access to records for family history. And working with Rodney Hyde to get rid of the sedition laws and to stop the construction of a waterfront stadium in Auckland, which would have disturbed the Auckland waterfront, which is now bit by bit coming back to life.
So, what's next?
Well, I'm going to take a 6-month sabbatical. I've certainly got one or two books that I want to write, but I'm going to have 6 months off before I decide where to put my energies next. But I certainly intend to keep pursuing the issues that I was pursuing before I came into Parliament, and I'm certainly not going to retire and disappear.
Well, I'll still be active on some of the issues I've been engaged in on a parliamentary platform, some of the peace and human rights issues, but I'll also be taking on projects, history writing projects, particularly political party history. Obviously the Greens and the Values Party of interest here, but I'm also interested in the broader left history, be it the Alliance, New Labour, Left of Labour, socialist groups, etc., how they all contribute in their own ways to changing New Zealand for the better.
That was Keith Locke, Green Party MP for 12 years, and future acclaimed author of political history books. You've been listening to the weekly Green Party podcast, authorized by John Field, Level 2, 17 Garrett Street, Wellington. This is our last podcast from Parliament until the next term in 2012. This week's music is the track Anything You Could Do by the New Zealand band The Midnights, supplied courtesy of The Loop. See www.loop.co.nz for more details. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to vote on 26th of November. Tune in next year when we'll be saving the planet.